a rat, the heart of town, that would send their clothes to the laundry because they had no other way.
Mm-hmm.
They had no other way to wash them in the main part of town.
Mm-hmm.
But these suburbs, well, they just, everybody washed their own clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Or they had colored women
that
wash for them,
mm-hmm.
hire them to wash for them. And for a long time we had a colored woman that down at Horseshoes. She would come in once a week and
mm-hmm.
wash all the clothes because my mother, the doctor, told her not to wash clothes, and so she didn't. And that was about the only thing I could say about it.
Uh-huh. Something you'd carry water in would be called a
bucket.
Okay. Would you call it a bucket regardless of whether it's made out of wood or metal?
It would. Yes, it would be a wooden bucket, or it would
mm-hmm.
be a pay a bucket. That's all. Now, what's honest, I understand the use. A lot of places they use a pail,
mm-hmm.
which originally came from Europe,
mm-hmm.
from England, that one or that.
Is the word pail used very much in this area? This bucket?
No, it was always a bucket that I
uh-huh.
know.
What would you carry food to the hogs in?
Well, we call it a slop bucket, and that was it.
Okay. And what you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Any other name for that?
I don't know.
And?
Unless it'd be funner, which would be in German. See, a lot of mine, one of my younger days, that a lot of things, reason I don't have too much to that about it because my mother spoke German.
Uh-huh.
My father spoke German when he come home from work. When he's with us. And we spoke German. So
uh-huh.
that we would a lot of our things that we didn't call it in German.
Uh-huh. Just the household thing. He's not bothering that. Okay. If you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you might put them in something fancy for holding flowers.
Well, the only thing I'd say was a vase.
Okay.
Of course, the proper pronunciation is vase. We call it vase.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate for each person to eat, would you give everybody the eating utensils?
Well, they were cups, saucers, plates, knives, and forks, just like you'd have now, but for where we were.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the rest of them called them.
You'd set out to eat with?
Well, the way that...
Okay.
Well, you had a little tablespoon or something to
mm-hmm.
serve with, and it was, and everything was set on a table, and now most of the houses, most of the families back in when I was a boy, more especially all the Bohemians, Germans, all those people
mm-hmm.
over in Europe, why the man would serve everybody at the table, they'd ask them what they wanted on their plate, and he would serve, and the husband would,
mm-hmm.
the father would serve, they'd pass the plate on around to each child, each one of the family. And now, and of course, that wasn't done in all Texas homes, that was done just in, like I say, in certain